And let's keep on talking Flames with the one and only Ryan Leslie from Sportsnet, who joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Hello, Mr. Leslie.
It's a known fact there, Patty, that my first name's James, too.
Not bad. I like that. That's well done. Do you have any
Cliff Clavin for you there, Pat?
I know. Cliff Clavin. Cheers. I like it. Yeah. Can you give us a little Lou just while you're at it?
Yeah. Wouldn't mind either. Yeah. Yeah, guys got a little juice tonight. The Sharks, Kane, the Prout return, maybe a tribute video. Yeah, let's go.
We did not get a tribute video for Oscar Fantenberg on Monday,
no.
So I'm not sure if there will be a Dalton Prout tribute video tonight. I love Dalton Prout, don't get me wrong. I think he
Yeah, and I love Fantenberg.
It.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what to speak to the entertainment department. I thought for sure we maybe see it.
And you've got to make adjustments along the way,
you.
Pat. It's like I always say.
Yeah.
Pat?
It's like I always say.
Here I am on the plane beside my broadcast partner, Wills, enjoying a Coke Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, Will
yeah.
had that cute
38,000 feet, and the flavor is still tremendous.
How are you,
pal? Going right off the rails, yeah?
It already has. I love it. It's exactly what I was hoping for. How have you enjoyed training camp so far?
Oof, wake me when it's over. Sorry.
Good, eh?
Sorry. I know you've got a lot of time to fill, but I am not here to help you on that. Wow.
Yeah, ticket no, department just fine, wanted to pass along a thank
September.
You.
Yeah, let's just get through September, shall we?
It's true. I mean, I think that all eyes are focused on the start of the regular season, especially the way that things ended last year. Okay, let me ask you this. We've got John Gillies getting the start tonight. We just talked about this before the break. Where does Gillies fit in this team's goaltending picture for you? Because they've got Riddick, they've got Talbot, they've got a lot of younger goalies. Is there a natural fit for Gillies anymore?
I honestly, and I'm not trying to dismiss your question or demean the topic at all, but I think you just answered it, and I mean that. Like, he's got a lot of leapfrogging to do, and a lot of things that have to fall in place, in my estimation, as the goaltender who, I think we'd hope for a little bit more by now. Certainly opportunities have been there for goalies to take it and run in the past. I'm not sure how this one plays out, and I wonder, or can't help but wonder, if this is how it's playing out.
So you've got the NHL goaltending split. We know that it's going to be Riddick and it's going to be Talbot when everybody's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins the starting job in your mind, or is this another tandem for you this year? How do you
I think
see
it
these
is.
Two splitting
it,
times? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Eric Francis and I were chatting about this on the TV side the other day, and I honestly think that, you know, again, I know how we like to bat things around and debate, and especially it's always with the hot hand and then who's going to run with it. But I really think this is about that tandem and who does have that hot hand. I would love it if somebody would establish themselves on a consistent basis and be that number one. I would imagine David Riddick plays the majority of the games, but how much is that majority? I don't know. When it all shakes down, I really think their minds will be who gives the best chance to win on any game or two. You know, I'm not suggesting that they get the hook after a bad performance, but I think we're going to be looking at a tandem conversation throughout the entire season, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I think it's got the potential for that, but I do
yeah.
I do feel like Riddick has got the upper hand to be this team's goaltender of the future, more so than a lot of other guys have. I mean, it's been a long time since they've had an option that you could say, this could be the guy for the next 5, 6, 7 years, and I feel like Riddick might be that guy. I think he's got the chance, and a very good chance, to be that guy. So I feel a little more optimistic that he might be the 1A in a 1A, 1B situation.
I think that's brilliantly put, and you're right, and I think that's probably the way it is right now, and it's probably the way people are hoping in terms of, as you said, the next 4, 5, 6 years. boy, have they got something in David Reddick? Have they got a goaltender there that you can expect to see between the pipes? And will he, you know, at some point this year run away with it? At some point next year, it's, you know, going forward, is this the guy who might establish himself as a number one? We've seen it before, haven't we, in so many markets where guys kind of come out of nowhere. I don't want to suggest they completely came out of nowhere, but, you know, Matt Murray was regarded for a long time in the Pittsburgh system as a really good goaltender who looked to be the future, and he came up and did it. Jordan Binnington, I don't know if anybody saw that given the way it had gone for him so far early on in his career there. So there's opportunities where goalies just, and examples where goalies just continue to, I don't think it's out of the woodwork. It necessarily isn't, but we're not seeing that can't miss superstar goaltender that you lock up for 8 years all the time. We're just not seeing that. And again, I know we've talked about this, but I don't know where that goalie tree is. I don't know where all the great goalies are right now. There are some really good ones, and there's a couple of greats, I think, but I'm not so sure that there's just, you've got to hit on one, and you've got to, hopefully he's in your system somewhere, or hopefully he's affordable somewhere, but the importance is just so crucial to your club that you got to find him somewhere. And I think a lot of Flames fans really feel a lot more comfortable with David Rittich in the net than they, you know, I think it's gotten better every year. And that's such a great sign for a really pleasant person to deal with. And I know how valuable he is in the room to that group as well. And we certainly have no shortage of sound bites with him and laughs alongside him. So I'm really curious to see what Cam Talbot does to sort of get in there and make himself a part of that fabric, because I'm sure, like you, any conversation we've had with anybody up in Edmonton or anybody who's played with him or had him in the international side of things, they swear by what a great guy this is. So that's another key addition for the room. Now we'll see what he can do on the ice.
Probably a little, you were there on Monday. I know there were some on social media who were perhaps ready to hit the panic button on Cam Talbot. Probably a little early on September 16th. I would suggest that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, when everybody, and I get it, like he's looking for a bounce back year for sure. He is looking to get things going. And maybe at the end of it all, you know, their mid-September frustrations ends up being a legitimate thing in the spring. But let's just stop with the world. The sky is falling. It just, it's preseason, people. Uncle.
Uncle. That's one of your
favorites. Yeah, guy's got a little juice.
He's Ryan Leslie from Sportsnet joining us this afternoon on the program. What's your gut tell you about the Matthew Tkachuk negotiations? Do you have any feel as to where these are right now?
Well, I mean, he's not here.
I am aware of that.
Your gut's telling you that, but he's not here.
My gut tells me he is not signed yet.
Yeah, my gut tells me it's been pretty quiet. I don't know what your gut says. But like everybody else, we all know that the conversation is ongoing. It does not appear to be a contentious thing at this point, where we've seen in other NHL camps where some leaking has come out and certainly not helped the situation, i.e. Winnipeg and beyond. But this has been handled as you would almost expect it to be handled when you're talking about the Flames side of things, buttoned up, professional, pleasant. And as far as the Tkachuk camp, a great job for them to kind of keep it buttoned up as well. And it's airtight. And I'm sure there are those who do know. There are those close to the situation and probably a few players who know. As we know, the players are in constant contact with Matthew. So I think it's just a matter of, I mean, I was asked the other day on a radio program, is this a matter of hours? Is this a matter of days? I really couldn't tell you the, you know, or gauge it at this point because it has been so buttoned up. If somebody comes on and tells you you're looking at social media and they say they have a sense of it, I just don't think right now it's overly accurate because both sides are quiet, and I'm hoping that that's a good sign so that we can get a player in Calgary that the Flames desperately want to have at the start of the season. And of course, I know you've talked to Des about the implications it might have on the cap as things might get you know, a little testy that way when everything gets prorated. But, you know, this is a situation that I think so far remains positive. You know, it's progressing. There's constant contact. And beyond that, I think it might just be speculation.
Yeah. How much time can he afford to miss here, in your opinion?
Well, if you know, I personally think this is, I think all players, and I know you had the general manager on the other day and just talking about the importance of this, of camp in general. And I think that applies to Matthew as well. I mean, he's got to get his legs going. He's got to get speed. You know, I was talking to Jim Cummins, the one of the scouts for the Flames, and talking about a different player, just about the idea of, you know, summer hockey's great, but nobody's leaning on you, and you're not leaning on guys. And boy, doesn't that really kind of describe Matthew when you talk about what a real camp could do and what a real preseason can do. It's a lot different than going to skate with your junior team or playing with some club in Europe that thinks you're just there for a few minutes, and you know, or summer hockey where you're just kind of trying to get your legs moving. But I, you know, I think it's essential that a player like Matthew's here for his pace. You need that NHL pace. You need that NHL weight draped all over you. So, you know, it's tough. He's been quiet. I've not had a chance to really chat with him about any of it. They are keeping it locked down, but I know his spirits are pretty good and just letting the process play out.
As for Andrew Mangiapane, he signs on Sunday. He skated with the non-game group today. Like, he was in a spot where he really couldn't afford to miss much more time, could he?
Yeah, as everybody, I don't know if there's anybody who would disagree. That was just a head-scratcher. And a good guy ran into him the other night at the rink. And, you know, I think he just kind of, you know, he'd gotten into town and he'd been staying with Rasmus Anderson and just kind of waiting for this thing to play out. But everybody kind of knew the outcome of that, you know, that reality TV show. So that one just didn't make a lot of sense to me or anybody else listening, I'm sure. And he had no rights. And he's got the qualifying offer, which includes a two-way deal. And, you know, hey, this is a player who could pop. I think when people watch him play, you're like, geez, it's a sixth-round pick who just continues to get better every year, including his junior career as he just progressed. Good kid. I mean, good little player, just unproven and didn't have any rights. So that was a bit of a, I don't even think a reflection of him so much as, you know, maybe some business advice or tactical advice that maybe proved fruitless. So I don't know. I think this is a player who could really stand to make some dough going forward. I think his career's just beginning. I'm excited to see how it all turns out because I think he's got a lot of skill and I think he's a good addition for any roster.
Final thought with Ryan Leslie from Sportsnet. Just an observation or a thought. Dylan Dubé gets a pretty big opportunity tonight playing on a line with Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I talked to Bill Peters. I think you were there this morning when just said sort of what's the key for him to being a consistent player and sort of checking the boxes that Bill wants. And the biggest thing that he stressed was the defensive side of it and getting back and being responsible in his own zone. I think everybody knows he can fly. Everybody knows he's a good player, and he'll probably fit in offensively seamless with that duo. And what an opportunity for him. Johnny Gaudreau had some really nice things to say about him, as you would expect. And, you know, I think when you throw out a little skill on a line like that and a little, you know, ability to skate, it's going to be great. But I just want to kind of, I don't know about you, but in preseason, I'm not looking at anything other than a few specific players myself. I'm kind of, you know, either for storylines or for development or just out of pure curiosity. And he is one that obviously I think a lot of eyes will be on tonight. And I'm excited to see where this goes. I, you know, wouldn't surprise me if he is with the club the majority of the season. I wonder if he's an extra. I wonder if he, you know, pushes his way into the lineup on a regular basis. But I think this guy's going to be afforded every opportunity. And, man, he's a fun player when he gets going. And if he can keep his head up and keep his defensive game top of mind, you never know what this guy could be. And I know guys like Bill Peters and obviously his teammates are excited to see what he can become too.
Good stuff, Rye. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your afternoon. We'll see you back here tonight for game day.
Okay, Pat.